Yeah, well, I guess it was our defense intent and really focused in on that. I thought we nailed some assignments out there the week before that we didn't. So, you know, our application on the defensive end really created points for us offensively. I like to score a little bit more in transition when we had that opportunity, and that's a little bit of growth in that area that we want to see. But, yeah, pretty pleased with the level of play for us. Nah, the ankle's fine, mate. That's no worries at all. Yeah, he's a pretty, he's a soldier. Yeah, it's hugely different. You know, there's no tape, there's no Bogut. You know, we don't have four of our starters, so it's totally different. The page is turned on that one, and we look forward to playing him tomorrow night. To tell you the truth, I haven't really watched that much of him. I've really been locked into our team and make sure we're going in the right direction. I kind of leave all the scouting up to our assistant coaches. So, you know, hopefully that we're worried about ourselves and playing at that level. If we play at that level we played on the weekend, we're going to be hard to beat no matter who we play. And it's something that we can control. And I've just been locked in on that. Without a question, he really took the aggressive level up and hit that elbow jump, and then there was another drive that he missed and rebound and hustled. But and that's the balance that Mitch is. He wants his natural game to come out and still play that leadership role, and that's something that he's going to keep improving as time goes by. Yeah, well, we really brought Mitch in to be under Damo, just learn how Damo goes about practice and leadership out there, and that's something that's rubbed off on him now. Even last year, Nordo started 16 games when Damo was having Achilles problems. So, you know, we got no problem of throwing Nordo the ball, said, this is your team, let's run it, let's do it. And, you know, he's going to keep evolving in that position. To us, it's game seven. You know, it's you don't get up for these things and get down. You don't want peaks and valleys. What we're after is a consistent performance to what we're doing. So we're still a young, new group. We've got some really exciting young guys, you know, developing. It's every day is a new challenge with them. You don't know if you're going to see their best or their worst, but as they mature and get involved, it's an exciting time to be around the group, and we're really locked on to ourselves that way. Oh, I'm sure there's always going to be Sydney-Perth rivalry. It's been there for a long time before I even got here, but you know, the characters are involved in last year are no longer here. There's different characters that chance to put their new rivalry, new stamp on the rivalry, but you know, it was an exciting time last year, and to play in that finals was a great journey for us. So you know, we leave it where it is and start up a new one. Yeah, no, look, we do our homework with it. He's doing a lot of work in the off season, a lot of work here with us to pick where he's going to get those shots and to practice those shots. So it's more so of where the offense will, where he can pop and stretch the defense. And he's getting quite consistent now. But look, he's been a great asset, just a great human. He works his tail off on the court. He leads by example with his work ethic. And yeah, we're lucky to have him. Mate, it's just the youthfulness of the team just brings some joy out when I see some good stuff. And, you know, as I said before, this is hoops heaven here. We're playing 8 games in 24 days. If you're not happy to doing this in the climate of the world, you're probably in the wrong profession. And that's how we're treating it, even though that we're 2 weeks, 3 weeks away from home. You know, we're doing something that we love and we're trying to embrace it. No, all I know is the schedule that's been put out to March the 14th. And after that, obviously, depending on the restrictions of WA, there could be a chance that we go to New South Wales or Queensland after this hub, but hopefully we get back home to play some home games in the RAC Arena.